In the ornate Spanish Hall, the two countries agreed to downsize their arsenals. Presidents Barack Obama and Dmitry Medvedev signed their country's first major nuclear arms pact in almost two decades. Mr. Obama said the treaty is a big step forward for world security.
Today is an important milestone for nuclear security and nonproliferation and for U.S.-Russia relations.
Speaking through an interpreter, the Russian leader said the year-long negotiations were tough, but hard work on both sides brought success.
That enabled us to do something that just a couple of months looked like mission impossible. Within a short span of time, we prepared a full-fledged treaty and signed it.
The pact requires the U.S. and Russia to cut their inventory of nuclear warheads by about one-third in the next 7 years. The agreement also slashes by more than half the number of missiles, submarines, and bombers that carry the weapons. Mr. Obama says, in addition, the treaty paves the way for future arms reduction talks with Russia, mainly on short-range nuclear weapons.
This treaty will set the stage for further cuts. And going forward, we hope to pursue discussions with Russia on reducing both our strategic and tactical weapons, including non-deployed weapons.
The pact replaces the 1991 START Treaty, signed by then U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. In their hour-and-a-half meeting before the ceremony, President Obama urged Mr. Medvedev to support new U.N. sanctions against Iran for its nuclear enrichment program. The Russian leader said the issue is not whether to impose sanctions, but what kind of sanctions.
Smart sanctions should be able to motivate certain parties to behave properly, and I'm confident that our teams that will be engaged in consultations will continue discussing this issue.
The nuclear treaty must be approved by Russia's Duma and the U.S. Senate. Russian passage is said to be almost certain. Many experts say passage in the U.S. Senate is not as certain, but that the prospects are good. Kent Klein, VOA News, with the President in Prague.
This will include regular exchanges of information about our threat assessments, as well as the completion of a joint assessment.